Welcome back to Racing HQ. Okay, here we go. This is the punters panel. By the way, that Drew Carey double is still up as we speak. Colette to win tomorrow, the Adrian Knox. Good push there from J-Mac, wasn't it? Into Mamaragon to win the English size. The standard double around that $6.20, $6.30 mark. Bang, $9. You got another 9 minutes to bet up. $9. Colette to win the Adrian Knox into Mamaragon. Let's welcome our punters panel, though, this morning. Paul Joyce, Brad Davidson, Glenn Munsey. Good morning, firstly, to you, Paul Joyce.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on this morning. Looking forward to hearing the thoughts of Brad Davidson and obviously Glenn Munsey, who knows a lot more about the form than he probably lets on at times.
Yeah, he's a very good judge. Morning, Davo. How are you, mate?
Yeah, morning, guys. Morning, all. You're right, Joycey. Munsey, he doesn't. He's not a bad judge. He goes under the radar a bit in that regard, but looking forward to this, guys. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and Munz, pressure's on, mate. You've got two wraps in a row there.
Yeah, do I owe you blokes any money? fair dinkum. You know, we'll put a line through everything that I like tomorrow that these two blokes have wrapped me this morning. I tell you what, back them to run a place because they're a moral to run second. Everything I tip lately runs second.
All right, let's start with the Group 1s. And by the way, punters, if you've got a question for our call, for our panel, 1350 353 or jump on the text line. I'll endeavour to get all those texts and read them out. We'll start with you, Joycey. This Doncaster Mile looks an absolute beauty.
Yeah, sure is, Dave. I think we'll start with the speed in the race. There doesn't look a massive amount of pressure to be applied. I think Quacker Jack and Conti Batiro, the two that'll sort themselves out in front. So the back markers will probably be doing it tough, and we saw last year the on-pace runners dominated. So I like Mr. Seawolf each way. He sat fifth in winning the Gong, carrying 59. You just had J-Mac on, and look, I think this is another one of his great rides on Saturday. The Canterbury Stakes run, where he got back and hit the line behind the Bostonian Savatiano, that is Group 1 weight for age form, and I love weight for age form coming into these handicaps. So for me, Mr. Seawolf each way. I think Brandenburg's the obvious one, down in the weights, the three-year-old. And the other roughie I think massive overs is Yulong Prince. I thought his run behind Imaging was terrific.
What do you think, Davo?
Yeah, I'm with Joycey and Yulong Prince, that thought there. I think he's definitely the value in the race at $26. Love the way he's been building his preparation, and I thought the run behind Imaging was super, and if we get that bit of rain tonight, it's going to suit him as well. Brandenburg, the on-top selection for me, though, just the weighted horse down in the waist there, gets the gun draw, and off that last run in the George Ryder, does look the horse to beat for mine.
And what do you think, Munsey?
Well, the first thing I was going to say to the boys, were you a little bit surprised? I don't know whether you've looked at the Stewart speed maps, boys, but the Stewards have got Super Seth settling in the first sort of four or five from this inside alley.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I mean, he was up there in the Futurity and the Manfred, and they deliberately rode him back in the George Ryder. So maybe they will make use of that gate and at least put him in the first four or five.
Yeah, well, he's been the dramatic firmer during the week. He went up a $15 chance when the fields come out on Tuesday, and next minute he was into $8 off no great money. But Brandenburg's the favourite at the moment at $6.50. Melody Bell's the most popular runner since Tuesday. She's gone 7 out to $8.50, into 8, into $7.50, and she's got double the investment of any other runner in the race. She's a quarter of the money since Tuesday, Melody Bell, and I can't find anyone. Duff's got a third pick, and you've got a fourth pick, Joycey.
Yeah, I've got a fourth pick. I mean, she's just too classy not to have in your numbers somewhere. But it's a big ask for a mare to carry the top weight in a Doncaster. I mean, I think you've got to go back to Sunline, I would assume. But I haven't got any historical stats in front of me. But it's a big ask. But she is exceptional. And it wouldn't shock me if she won. But she's going to need a lot to go her way from a wide gate in the map that we've all pretty much done here, which says the back markers are going to be doing it tough to catch these lightly weighted on paces.
All right, boys, I've got a caller on the line here, Sean. Morning, Sean.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. What's your question? Fire away.
Hey Joyce, I know you're a fan of Quackerjack. What chances tomorrow you reckon he's in a Doncaster?
Well, I think the biggest plus for Quackerjack is drawing barrier one and perhaps getting a fairly easy lead. It just depends how much pressure Conti Patiro applies. But he's tough. He'll run the mile. He loves Randwick. It would have to turn things around massively to turn the tables on when he last clashed with the Aussie horses. So, yeah, Melody Bell, the best of the Kiwis for me, Dave.
All right, boys, $100 challenge here because I've had a few people text in and say, get the boys to give their best tomorrow as you put the pressure on Waller and J-Mac and Paul Snowden. I'll start with you, Glenn Munsey. What are you having $100 on tomorrow in the challenge?
Well, just let it keep raining and back Ruby Sarkozy in the last because it's the best wet tracker there on the whole day.
Yep. And Nash on two. Jeez.
Yeah, the only concern with it, it'll be back on the inside if the horse is on speed or winning, but I haven't seen a better wet tracker for a fair while.
All right. Davo, what's your $100 best bet, mate?
Well, I'll split it up in two. Race 6, number 1, Mamaragan, $50 the win. And at race 5, number 3, Gaelic Chieftain, 25 each way. I think he's the best roughie of the day. Third up, Blinkers On. He won this race last year, Blinkers On. And second in the Metrop, Blinkers On. Third up, last prep.
You can't split. You've got to pick one. What are you having, 100
well,
to win your last 100? Mamaragan, beautiful.
Gaelic Chieftain is the bag.
Okay, beautiful. And Joycey, what are you having 100 on?
No, we'll just get the punters off to a flyer, hey? We'll go Reloaded, take a win multi, into Bobbing, into Colette. You'll have about 3,000 in the kick for the rest of the day.
Oh, how good does that sound? That sounds enormous. I tell you what, I've got a... we might have a special caller joining us just before the show ends. I'm not sure if he's going to join us or not, but he would have been putting on a big party tonight at the Doncaster Hotel, John Kelly. Now, he's might be joining us. Now, Glenn, you've been... In fact, boys, have you guys been to the this big party at the Donny for the Country Championships Connections before?
No, I've missed out. I know Glenn's been there. He's a regular.
Invite only, Dave. That's why they have it.
Oh, well, I think he's going to be there very soon. In fact, John's there. Morning, John.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Wanted to get you on briefly because I saw a text from you before. Now, you can't have the big party tonight, but New Haven, you've been big supporters of this country championships final for a number of years now, and you love it, don't you?
Oh, well, it's been fantastic for us. We've made a lot of new friends, especially at the party. That's like, I'd say most people wouldn't mind if the race was called off as long as we had the party. I think I saw you having a couple of shots there one night, didn't I? Like, been a huge success for us, and it's great to support country racing because they're the people who make the whole game happen. You know, they race every day. They all work hard. And to have an opportunity to race in a race like that for that sort of money is just great.
We look forward to having you, obviously, continue to support country racing, mate. Obviously, you've got the sales coming up with New Haven. Anything? I saw your colours going around in Perth the other week. Over there. Can you give us the punters something? Us three battlers, Joycey, Davo, Munsey, myself, anything?
Well, tomorrow,
yeah,
we've got Brandenburg in the Doncaster. He was raised here and for the owners, and Diasonic in the Derby. I don't know, like, we're all hoping, aren't we? Really, Shout the Bar was a good winner last week. I don't know if we've got anything at the moment, but those two horses, I think Brandenburg will run well in the Doncaster. He's a three-year-old on the up in on the limit. You know, those horses are pretty hard to beat when they're coming out of Group 1 weight for age form, aren't they?
All right, and you'll have to put a party on for us now, mate. Now, you didn't have one for this year. Maybe something later in the year or definitely a double party next year.
No, I think what we might have the coming out party when we all come out of restrictions. Huh?
Okay. I think Munns will be up for that, won't he?
Oh, I don't know, Munns. What do you reckon?
I'll have a party of one. I have one here every night. my only worry is running out.
Yeah.
That's all right. Doncaster bottle shop's still open.
Oh, there
beautiful.
You go.
What's Peroni Reds on special there?
Yeah, whatever you like.
Whatever beautiful. You like. John Kelly, thanks for joining us, mate. Brad Davidson, Paul Joycey, Glenn Munsey. Big day tomorrow. How are we all doing in isolation? How are you doing in isolation, Davo?
Yeah, I'm all right. Down here at Collory near the beach. We've got the tick off that we can go fishing again now as well. So might have to get the rod out. Other than that, enjoying it, just getting out for half an hour a day to do a little bit of exercise.
Beautiful. And Joycey, I tell you what, Joycey deserves a medal, partners, because not only is he homeschooling, but he's also doing the form for us as well.
Yeah, it's a tough day for two young kids at home at the moment. But look, the Nintendo Switch comes in handy, and they obviously haven't hit each other in the head with the controllers yet, because you would have heard them if they had.
Outstanding. And of course, Glenn Munsey, mate, we'll look forward to your coverage tomorrow on Sky Thoroughbred Central, and bringing all the action in HD for the Championships Day 1.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And interesting to hear John say about that sales. Starting now, they've got their virtual sale with online bidding. It's a test for the sales that start next Tuesday. So if you go to inglis.com.au, you have to be a registered bidder. But sorry, from 2 o'clock this afternoon. So it's a virtual sale with online bidding. So a test auction at 2 o'clock this afternoon. If you want to see how the sales will operate next week, but you have to be a registered bidder, and you can register at inglis.com.au.
Fantastic, boys. Thanks so much for being a part of the Punters panel. Sorry it was a bit tight today. We'll try and endeavour to make it longer for day two of the championships, of course, which comes up next Saturday. But we've got to get through day one first. What a day it is going to be. All the action tomorrow morning on Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley and the team for day one of the championships. There'll be full coverage on Sky Racing 1 and Sky Racing 2 and also, of course, Sky Thoroughbred Central. I hope you've found a winner today. You've enjoyed today's program. I've certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. It's now time for the full previews to continue here on Sky Sports Radio. Have a bloody beauty, everyone.